On the topic of state legislature, we're going to look at another issue the state is working hard to address, mental health and addiction. Governor Polis brought up these issues during his annual State of the State address on January 9th.
Reducing costs on our health care will also help us tackle one of our most pressing problems, our state's behavioral, mental health, and addiction crisis. Last year, thanks to your work, I appointed a behavioral health task force to conduct a top-to-bottom review of Colorado's behavioral health system, author a strategic plan for reform by June of this year. Our state already spends $1.4 billion on mental and behavioral health. We need to make our system patient-centric and more efficient so we can get the right help to more people when they need it.
Today, we're going to hear more about the task force reviewing the system and coming up with a plan for reform with Robert Werthwein. He's the director of Colorado's Office of Behavioral Health and is part of two subcommittees for the task force. He told KUNC's Stephanie Daniel how mental health in Colorado compares to other states.
It's no surprise that Colorado ranks at the bottom half of states when we talk about mental health outcomes, and in suicide, we rank towards the top. So we want to change that. We want to invest in Coloradans in a way that they can get the services they need. So this governor called for this task force, and we're going to come up with a reform plan.
What kinds of things are you specifically going to look at?
We're looking at workforce. We're looking at the access to care for Coloradans. We're looking at state structure so that it's not from a bureaucratic standpoint, but from a so the consumer doesn't feel any bureaucracy in getting their care. And we really want it to be a patient-centric, consumer-centric model, and so make it as easy as possible for Coloradans to get care. That means the rest of us need to figure out a solution that doesn't put the burden on those that need services.
What are some of the barriers for Coloradans getting access to care or mental health support?
There are a range of things. What we hear a lot is people don't know where to go, right? Particularly if you don't have Medicaid, and you don't have private insurance, people just don't know where to go. They're like, where do I go to get my services? So we need to make that easier. And there are so many, there are like 64 different programs for mental health and behavioral health in Colorado, but they're not all strategically interwoven together. And I think if we can do that, and as at the state level, we can make it sort of more seamless for the consumer on the ground.
What would be a top priority that your office really wants to tackle this year?
For this year is getting the plan and the reform done by June so the governor can hence sort of know where he wants to go going forward in his time as governor of Colorado. We don't want a plan that's a plan. I mean, that's really key. We've been saying it every meeting. We're not here just to create a plan that's going to collect dust on a shelf. At the end of our plan, we'll say who's taking what lead and who's doing what because we are going to do something.
And why now? I know your office has been doing a lot of work with substance use disorder treatment and mental health services. So why create this task force now?
That's a good question. You know, there are a lot of bills that come out of the state legislators. There's a lot of efforts at the federal level, and we need to be strategic in pulling them all together. This piecemeal approach is exactly that. It's a piecemeal approach that doesn't feel really good to the consumer. So we've been hearing from the consumers, and we're hearing from the consumers now. We set aside time where people, consumers can come and talk about, tell their story. And then we're taking notes and saying, okay, what are we hearing from consumers? And then what do we need to do about it? So why not now?
Are there any areas in the state that your office is really focusing on?
We're focusing on the whole state. It's not this region, that region. But being mindful and being really cognizant that different areas of the state have different needs and how we deliver care in rural Colorado or in the mountain regions, frontier Colorado, it's going to look different than Denver Metro. And that's been really clear from our consumers. Don't give us a one approach model to all of our needs. We're very different in different areas of the state, very different needs.
Werthwein's office also oversees the Lift the Label campaign, which aims to remove stigma around opioid addiction. Stephanie asked about how that campaign is going.
It's been a really successful campaign. And one of the reasons we know it's been a successful campaign is because we're hearing more and more of this idea that people addicted to opioids is not just what people think of homeless population or other populations. It's anybody, right? Most people get addicted to opioids through a prescription they have for pain. And that's how they get addicted to opioids. And that's any of us, right? So I think in that way, it's been great. It's been great that community has been open to sort of taking in more opioid treatment programs. And there's been a lot of efforts and desire to go that route. It's the Lift the Label campaign is the anti-stigma campaign. And it's the idea if you lift the label, you'll be surprised who you see who is working through their addiction for opioids. So there's a lot going on there. So that's great.
That was KUNC's Stephanie Daniel talking with Dr. Robert Werthwein, the director of Colorado's Office of Behavioral Health.